Cindy Sheehan is actually about to speak, so we're going to go to the stage and carry Cindy Sheehan right now, live from the stage here at Camp Casey, speaking to supporters. I guess we're still going to keep rolling.
Yeah, and we're sorry for the popping in and out.
Yes, once again, internet problems here from the satellite, but we're going to do our best.
So, when everybody sits down, I would like everybody to stand up who was here the first day. Yes. Yes. Wow. Thank you, everybody. And you guys are all what makes Camp Casey possible. And, wow, I don't even know what to say. You know, and that's, well, I'll probably find something. My sister says, do you ever shut up? I really should learn how to say what I'm thinking, though. Huh? No wonder they hate me. I know. We love you, too. I remember Gordon hanging his ass out the bus door taking those pictures. He's all... I remember Dennis telling me, oh, don't worry. They'll give us one warning before they stop us. So we walked out on the street, and we didn't get that warning. We just got stopped. And it was weird because you guys weren't here when they moved us. They said that all the property was county property and we could camp there because there were easements. And then like a week later, they said, oh, no, no, it's all private property. So we had to go in the ditches. And it worked out okay. Anne Wright made everything work. She...
Anne Wright has been organizing the Army colonel, 16-year diplomat who recently resigned because of the Iraq War. She's been organizing a lot of this, pulling the troops together, so to speak, down here in Camp Casey 1, Camp Casey 2. You heard her speak a little bit earlier.
This has been a really intense experience. The ditch worked. It worked great, and we were happy. We were happy down at Camp KC1, you know, until they started running over crosses and shooting at us and things like that. And so then Fred Matledge donated this land to us, and we never could have accommodated all the people who have come here in Camp KC1. So we are just so grateful, and I'm just so grateful for the people who kept Camp KC1 going while we came out here to Camp KC2. And people always say, did you think this would happen, Cindy? Did you imagine that this would happen? And I don't have this good of an imagination, you know. And I tell them, yeah, you know, I had this whole tent all set up and, you know, all this stuff going on. And people have accused me, too, of like, planning everything because they say you can't have something this successful without planning. Seriously, I did, you know, I thought of it Wednesday the 3rd. August the 6th, we were sitting out in lawn chairs with one flashlight, and we had, it was, I think, Hillary's bra stuck in the cup holder. No. And I would, like, watch this, I pull it out. And we had one flashlight, about six lawn chairs, and the Secret Service telling us, you better not stay here or you're going to get hit by a car. So finally, one of the girls said, does that mean if we stay here, you're going to run us over? And they said, well, we're not saying that. You know, so we took it as a veiled threat, and we got it out on the internet saying, if we get killed tonight, blame the Secret Service. And then we figured as everybody, as much people knew about it, the less chance that we would get run over. I don't know when it was that I realized, though, it wasn't the first night when we were sitting under the stars just thinking, wow, what did, you know, because we had already gotten phone calls from everybody, I had already gotten emails, people, reporters calling off the hook, you know, and we knew just, sitting there in our lawn chairs that we had started something big. We thought, wow, we're here by ourselves in the middle of nowhere, Texas. And there's people all over the world thinking about us. And they know that we're here. And that was just the first night. And that kind of really blew us away. I wrote on my blog last night that I never thought, you know, after the heat, the fire ants, the chiggers, I just saw one rattlesnake and I was in a car so it didn't scare me, and pooping in a bucket, and, you know, that, and counting down the days, like, oh my God, I still have 23 days left, 22 days left, and I think probably around 19 days left, 18 days left, I started thinking, this place is amazing. We have created something amazing. Even with me running around doing interview after interview after interview, meeting people that come from all over the world, just to be here and say, you know, we don't even know why we're here. We just packed everything. We just got on a plane. We just got in our car. We had to come out here to Camp Casey. And so I think about 8 day 18, even with people calling me foul mouth, lesbian, communist, whatever, that and there's nothing wrong with being any of those, but I'm, except for the foul mouth, I'm not any of those other things, or terrorist or anything like that. That I thought, this is a place where people come angry. But it's not a good anger, it's a bitter anger. I came here bitter and angry. But this is a place where the anger turns to hope. And you know why it turns to hope? Because of Camp Casey, we remember something we forgot. We own this country. This is our country. And just remembering that for 5 years the man up the road has acted like a dictator, and he has broken our spirits. He didn't break them, he bent them, and we're bending them back into shape because we have realized that we the people have the power, that every branch of our government is controlled by one party, and the opposition party is hardly an opposition party. So we the people, we have the power. We have the power to change our country. And so about 8 days, you know, with 19 days left, 18 days left, whatever, people started walking around with big fat grins on their faces. And not only did Camp Casey restore my hope for America, it also gave me my hope for my life back. I thought, George Bush and his evil policies had destroyed all my hope. But seeing the miracles here, the miracles happening every day, seeing the love, Martin Sheen said, "This, you have created something holy. We're standing on holy ground, and it's because of love. You can't create something this beautiful from hate." You know, this man had to stay in his ranch almost all the time, unless he came out by helicopter, like he's in the green zone or something, you know. And we are insurgents. We're insurgents against tyranny. We're insurgents against lies. And we're warriors for truth and love and justice and bringing our troops home. And I won't stop. And I know that you won't stop working for peace. You won't stop. Yeah, you won't stop. And I just want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart. You know, this has turned into, you know, just a couple people sitting in lawn chairs, looking at the stars, just chatting all night, into something amazing. And it took every one of you, the people who drove shuttles back and forth all day, the people who stood out in the sun doing traffic, you know, the people who cooked, the people that cleaned, the people who ran me around trying to get me on time to my interviews or wherever I had to go. And it took us all. We're all Camp Casey. And we all are going to go to our communities now and spread the love and continue the love. And just tell everybody that you were here and you know that one person can make a difference. But we're not alone. We're not alone. We have millions of people in the country who support us and are working for the same thing that we're working for. You know, before Casey was killed, I didn't protest against the war. I didn't speak out. I didn't use my voice because I thought, well, there's already people doing that and they're not listening to them. How can one person make a difference? And after Casey was killed, I really regretted that. And I thought, well, I might not be able to make a difference, but at least I'm going to try. Because even if I tried before and Casey went to war and died, I could have said, well, at least I tried. And now I thought, after he died, I thought, well, I can look at my grandkids when they're born, Casey's unborn nieces and nephews, and if the world was a shitty place, I could say, well, your grandma tried. You know? Now I can look at him and say, your grandma really tried. But the success of Camp Casey is all you guys, and I just love you so much. And hopefully you'll be able to come to D.C. for our Camp Casey reunion. And I hear we're going to have like a big concert here somewhere next year. We'll all get back together again. Hopefully next year we won't have a war to fight. We won't have... Yeah. But I'm not even going to say that's not impossible because I know everything is possible now. And we're going to try. And Yoda said there is no try, there's just do or do not. And we're going to do. Thank you.
You're listening to remarks from Cindy Sheehan.
Okay. You guys are acting like the other people now.
Okay, Casey.
Let's go bake some cookies and send them to the ranch.
You're listening to Cindy Sheehan live giving her final remarks to volunteers here at Camp Casey in Crawford, Texas, exclusively on The Brad Show via Raw Radio.
Raw Radio. Radio.